Questions 165 through 168 refer to the following notice. Kids Paint Day. This is a notice to residents of Hertfordshire announcing that Cornwick University will be hosting a two-day event for children from 7 to 12 years old who are interested in painting. Paint Day will take place, weather permitting, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in Hertfordshire Park, adjacent to Quincy Market and the Templeton Art Gallery, on June 2nd and 3rd. And to help make the event a success, several students from Cornwick University's Fine Arts Department will be on hand to offer the children guidance and encouragement. Each child will have the opportunity to paint their favorite animals on their own canvas and can take their artwork home after the event. A competition for the best painting will be held on both Saturday and Sunday. First, second, and third place winners will not only receive a free lesson at Wilson's Art and Music School, but will also be able to see their works and names on the university website. Other highlights will include face painting, balloon twisting, and glitter tattoos. Light refreshments will be available, and paints, brushes, and other supplies will be provided free of charge. There's no need to buy a ticket. Just come by before 10 with your kids. For all the details and to see photographs of last year's Paint Day or a map with the event's location, visit the university website at www.cornwick.ac.nz/FA/KidsDay. We hope to see you there.
Questions 169 through 171 refer to the following information. Tips for travellers: riding the London subway. Visiting London, you will most likely be using the subway to get around. Reaching the right destination is important, and considering how confusing the London subway can be, the following tips will help you smoothly get to where you want to go. First, look at the map located near the ticket gates at each subway entrance and find your departure and arrival stations. Maps can also be picked up at major subway stations, at tourist information centres, and at most hotels. Second, make sure you have the correct fare. The average London subway fare is nearly £3, approximately $5. Making this subway system the most expensive in the world. Find out how much your trip will cost by using the fare information provided near subway station maps. Then purchase a ticket and bring it to the staffed or automated ticket gate. Third, figure out how long it will take to arrive at your destination. The average time it takes to get from one station to the next by London subway is 4 minutes, and some trips can take longer than expected. Fourth, get on the right train. Destinations are denoted at subway entrances and on platforms, indicating which train you should take. Determining which train to get on can be confusing at times, so asking someone if you're at the right track can stop you from heading in the wrong direction. Fifth, enjoy the ride and make sure to get off at the station you want. Also, if you are planning to take the subway back to where you started, check the time before leaving the station. Most subway stations are closed between 1 a.m. and 5:30 a.m. for cleaning and maintenance.
Questions 172 through 175 refer to the following article. Bound Incorporated was ranked 112th this year in Fortune 4 magazine's list of most successful Australian businesses, with over $2 billion Australian dollars in annual revenues. But how did this athletic footwear giant first get a foothold in the sportswear market? The answer to this question lies in the story of the company's founder, Nell Patterson. Once considered one of the fastest women in the world, Patterson's dreams of Olympic gold ended as a result of a knee injury during her training just 2 months before the Games. But the athlete moved on in her life to run a sportswear shop in Sydney. She told reporters at the time, I knew that if I could never run again, I still needed to be around other athletes. She soon developed an interest in design and began designing and developing her own footwear after opening a store on her own. Although some of the large footwear companies at the time turned her designs down, Patterson did not give up. She began selling her brand without the help of any other company. Within 5 years, her store's catalogs were available all over the world. Patterson recently told our interviewer, "Every athlete performs differently, and that's why Bound provides variety that helps every athlete give their fullest performance." Patterson announced last week that motivational speaking is her next pursuit. During a tour of Australian and New Zealand universities, she plans to speak to students about the difficulties of starting a business and how to overcome them. Considering Patterson's experiences in the business world and what she has overcome to achieve success, the students that hear her speak are sure to learn a lot from her.
Questions 176 through 180 refer to the following email. 2. Calvin Chan. From Jerry Hedrick. Subject: Position Openings. Date: Wednesday, February 2nd. Dear Calvin, I'm writing regarding the Brussels office, which will begin operations in May. We need two experienced buyers who know the direction our company intends to take in Europe. Until last week, the Human Resources Department was planning to advertise the positions externally, but now we feel that it would be best to fill them temporarily with experienced members from our head office here in Boston. We were hoping that you could recommend two candidates from your sales team who are suitable for the job and interested in working overseas. The position entails making buying decisions and evaluating various manufacturing options for future operations in Europe. The buyers will also be partly responsible for establishing our presence in Brussels and for regularly communicating with management here. The positions will be filled for 1 year. In 12 months, two employees will be hired to replace them on a permanent basis. Whoever takes the temporary positions can also hold on to them permanently if everything goes well this year. Please recommend a few employees from your department and let me know their names and contact information by Friday. We will contact them via email by next Wednesday to set up an interview. We would like to fill the positions as soon as possible so the buyers can be in Europe when the office starts running. Those interested are not required to bring an application form or a letter of reference to the interview. A resume will suffice. Thank you in advance. Jerry Hedrick.